Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
This episode is made possible by Oklahoma Medicine.
We really enjoy the lavender and eucalyptus topical one-to-one salves, and they are such a staple product for us.
I literally use their salve for everything, like my lower back, bug bites, shoulder pain, rashes, and so many other things.
My favorite use for the salve is for my feet on a really long workday and having my massage therapist rub it into my sore shoulders.
That sounds so bomb, Saab. If you guys haven't tried their salve, we highly recommend it. There's more than one use for it, and the tub literally lasts forever.
Retweet! Now, let's get back to the episode.
On today's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with mother and cannabis enthusiast, Tara Quinn. We're going to get to know her just a little bit better and have her share her story with us and those who are listening. So let's welcome Miss Tara to the Cannabis Hangout.
Hey, Tara.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here. Let's start with you telling us where your cannabis journey initially began.
My cannabis official journey, like actually figuring out the strains and that type of thing, probably started about a couple years ago whenever I started the process of using medical marijuana to be able to provide for my son and his autism. So I would say my journey started there, but I've been an advocate of cannabis since before. I was about 15.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Love that. Wow. I feel like everyone's journeys usually start a lot younger than mine did.
Yeah. Everyone's cool, so different.
Everyone's so different.
Did you grow up in Oklahoma?
I did. I'm born and raised here.
Okay. What part?
Tulsa.
Tulsa. Tulsa. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So from Tulsa, live in Tulsa.
Yep.
Very cool. Thanks for driving here today.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us what kind of cannabis consumer you are. Like, do you enjoy concentrates, just flower, or like a little bit of everything?
I'm definitely a little bit of everything, just depending on my mood and like what I'm using cannabis for. So definitely edibles to sleep. I love flower. So flower throughout the day, concentrates. Possibly more in the morning and the evening as well, like right before bed, but I love it all.
Yeah. Do you have like a favorite brand you like for like your edibles or anything?
Oh, definitely Sublime, since I'm a sales rep for Sublime, love Sublime. Their caramel popcorn, I think I gave it to you guys
I'm
earlier.
I'm so excited to try it.
That stuff is crazy, crazy good. So definitely something like that, like a little sweet tooth at night, but I love to hit my Puffco right before bed.
Oh, yeah.
We have mixed feelings about our Puffco. It's because we just recently found out it could be broken, so.
No.
I know. Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. This goes to Brandon's bong question actually the other day, which we could relate to the Puffco question, that it is a bitch to clean the Puffco every single time. Like
Absolutely.
On our way back from Gulf Shores, I put it in like the ISO thing and like actually did all of it. And I think that was my first time to really do it. And it took probably like 30 minutes. And I was like, wow.
But it wasn't even working after that.
No, yeah, it wasn't even working after that.
I feel like it's a battery or something because we like cleaned the chamber really well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, we digress.
That's funny.
So what is your favorite thing that you enjoy doing during and after you smoke?
Oh, during I smoke? Honestly, it sounds kind of lame, but just being by myself in the quiet, not really listening to anything like distraction or anything along those lines. And then after, I mean, I'm pretty good at functioning throughout the day. So I'm just kind of get up and go like clean the house, you know, normal type of day.
I love that. That's just, you just kind of cruise with it then, huh?
Yeah.
So what would you say you, like the pivotal point was when cannabis was seen as more of like a medicine to you instead of just, you know, what you thought at age 15?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was just, I was just using it, not realizing I was using it for a medicine. But I think whenever I dove in with my son is about to be 7 and he has autism and he has been on Vyvanse for a couple of years. And I saw the side effects. I was reading the labels, all those types of things. And I was like, I can't do this. You know, I'm using cannabis for myself. Why can't I use it for him? So I just reached out to different people that had dealt with this or had personal experiences.
Hmm. Wow. So what kind of, so with autism, like what does your son have? Like, can you like dive a little bit deeper into like, I guess what you're, cause we've interviewed somebody else who's had autism as well, an autistic child, but what is like your son like when, like, how do you deal with that? Or like, what does he need?
Yeah, absolutely. So Henry is diagnosed autistic. I usually get asked, like, where is he at on the spectrum? Mm-hmm. I would say that...
I guess that was my question.
It is hard because with autistic kids, there are so many different types, you know, mm-hmm. and everybody's story is so different. So yes, so he's about, I would say, middle spectrum. So he functions. He also has developmental delays. So he functions about a three-year-old level. So I also have a daughter that's two, and she's already surpassing him
in
communication and stuff like that. Yeah. And he also has ADHD, so he's very hyperactive. So those kind of coincide with mm-hmm. autism as well. He's got a lot of sensory issues.
Yeah. Does your family know that you consume cannabis? And yes. Are they cool with it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't really ask them too much, but they
like
ask
don't ask,
me.
Don't tell.
Yeah, they're cool with it. Like, my sister follows my social media and
that's
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, and that's my mom, I talk to her more about it. And I think after telling them why I use it, not mm-hmm. only for myself, mm-hmm. but for my son, and it could help him mm-hmm. without the side effects, why wouldn't I?
Yeah,
absolutely. Totally. I feel like that's important too. Once they get the why versus just seeing you, like, you know, consuming. I feel like that's been a thing with my parents where it's like now they're understanding why I'm using it because they see me in so much pain, whether through my menstrual cycle or if I've been on my feet for 10 hours a day and I'm exhausted. Like, they finally understand, but they've also seen it work for my sister who has fibro. And, like, for the first time, she can function without having to use medicine all the time. So I totally feel that. It's cool to be able to do that with your family and kind of be like, hey, like, this is pivotal.
There's a mutual understanding and it's not so judgmental.
Yeah.
When absolutely. You can cross that, I feel like.
I mean, you also kind of have to break that within yourself too, that whole stigma issue.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of like the come out of the smoker's closet type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a real thing.
Yeah.
It took me a minute to like, okay, am I really going to post on social media?
Yes.
Smoking?
Yeah. That's like how we started out with the cannabis hangout though. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just posting like memes and educational stuff. It was never our faces. But then once it became legal here in Oklahoma, we were like, I mean, why do we not tell people that we smoke? Yeah. You know, like, let's be an advocate for like everyone who we know. And so we just started posting our faces like that. I mean, that was a big deal though, because a lot of people don't want to be seen to this day on social media or even out and about like smoking anything. It's like a secret, or, you know, it's like something that people do at night before bed, but they don't, they like hide their little stash somewhere.
Yeah.
For, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is, it's fine to do that. Like, hide your stash. We all have that. But, you know, it just,
it should be an open conversation about why it's healing, not so much like it's just around like the aspect of getting high.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's so much more than that.
Right.
So to like go back to your son, tell us what the journey was like from trial and error to figuring out what he needed for his body. And because I know, I mean, we have people listening from everywhere, and some of them probably do have autistic children as well. And all of them are so different responding to different things. So what was that journey like in finding the proper medicine for him?
So I'm still in that journey, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
At the same time. I would suggest reaching out to people that are either autistic adults or autistic parents, or that have autistic children. They seem to know more than I have ever known. So I have reached out to actually somebody on Instagram. His name's Chef Jeremy Cooper. And we had an hour and a half conversation. He's autistic himself, and he's done a lot of research. Yeah, he used to live in Oklahoma for a while. He's like done some cultivation and all that stuff. So I reached out to him, and he's kind of helped me figure out a plan to start journaling and how to journal. Mm-hmm. And that's been the most important for
keeping
this journey.
Track.
Yeah. Okay. How to journal. Interesting. Yeah. I feel like you don't really get taught that, you know, like what to write down. Cause when I tell my patients like, hey, write this down, they kind of give me a blank look like, okay, like Sublime 50 milligram edible dash good. Like, you know, like,
exactly.
How do you break that down?
So that's what he was kind of teaching me too. So he told me every 15 minutes. Wow. Write down what you're noticing in him, how his mood is. Just jot it down real quick, you know, type of thing while we're in this process. And he was like, once you present me with all those facts and all those, you know, all this information, I'll be able to help you a little bit more.
Cool.
But yeah, we've gone and just figured out what terpenes are best for him. And then making it at home actually is kind of where we're going with it. So, so I'm still on that journey, seeing what works. Tinctures work really well. I think you guys actually suggested it, the Flower of Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had drove out to Oklahoma City and get it one day.
Yes, it's amazing.
We don't have it in Tulsa. But yeah, that has really helped, and just an edible throughout the day or something along those lines.
What terpenes work for him?
Okay, so I'm probably butcher the name.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Linalool?
Limonene?
No.
Linalool.
Yeah.
Linalool.
Okay, linalool.
Yeah, and which is a lavender.
Himulene?
Humulene. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like I haven't really dove into that one.
I think we've
really
done an episode when we were doing our terpene talk series on that one.
Humulene? I can't remember. I think that one.
It's like the hoppy terpene. Yeah. So that's what we've been kind of like getting into, and finding strains and stuff that are heavy in those.
Mm. Just cool.
Finding a grower that is consistent too.
Consistency is key.
Wow.
So just trying to, like, when I do find someone like that, buying in bulk too.
Yeah.
Buying in bulk, that is true, because you don't know if you're going to find it again.
Yeah. We have to have a consistent medicine.
Yes. Wow. That's a lot of research to figure out.
How do you figure out his dose with stuff? Like, how, obviously that's still trial and error and you're still in that phase, but so far, like, how little did you start and what have you gone up to since then?
Okay, so I started about, I think it was like 2 milligrams, and then just kind of watched him for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I think I bumped it up to 5, and then we found a really sweet spot with 8.
Okay.
So he's about an 8 right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's good with the tincture because I can drop it. And
perfectly.
What do you notice? What does he do that makes you be like, let's take this tincture, let's take this edible, and like, how does it calm him down? Like, is it like an anger thing, or is it like a we can't communicate thing, and so I give this to you to help, you know?
Yeah, so we deal with a lot of behavioral issues with him right now. A lot of frustration of not being able to communicate, which I can't even understand. Like, I can't even imagine trying to tell somebody what you want.
Right.
And then just not.
Yeah, so we deal with a lot of that. So I see when he gets a little agitated, or we're going somewhere that's very sensory overload, I'll try to give him, you know, a little drop before we go, kind of watch him a little bit more closely. But I just see him mellow out, kind of chill out a little bit more, and that's all I'm looking for. There's no psychoactive effects.
Right.
No, it's just to calm him.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people think too, like, oh, you medicate with cannabis for, you know, and he gets high and all this stuff, and I'm like, you would have no idea.
You would have absolutely no idea. He's just like calm and able to understand his surroundings a little bit more and without the frustration aspect of it.
It's kind of like when I give Copper CBD, like whenever, you know,
just to calm her down.
I watch her like start mellowing out and not be so high anxious or just being crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can notice, I compare her to a child because she's the closest thing I have to one. So I can kind of see what you're saying on like watching him and being able to see it happen.
Yeah. But it's a really interesting thing to watch too. Yeah. I love it.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like moms who are cannabis users are mom shamed a lot, which is really whack, I think. But do you find yourself getting a lot of that? And if so, what's your advice to other cannamoms out there, especially ones who are using or thinking about using cannabis for their children's ailments?
I haven't received any hate or anything along those lines.
That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I kind of, like I said before, I was nervous, you know, like, am I really about to post this? I mean, I have my neck tattooed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm not like, you know, just like a closet. Yeah. Like, I think that they expected it, but
I know what you mean.
Totally. It wasn't like, wow, can you believe that? But, no, I haven't. And it's been really great. And I've had a lot of conversations with people that I would have never even thought. Like, I started posting on my personal Facebook, you know, that I got my son's card and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And people were reaching out to me. I'm like, this is what I feel like I'm here to do, to show people that you can be a mom, you can function, you can be a hustler, and you can love your kids and do all of these things. There shouldn't be a stigma around it.
No, and I'm sure, honestly, all the moms out there would probably help you a lot.
Oh, yeah. Women are crazy, and I love it. I'm here for it. Yeah, absolutely.
They'll do anything.
Yeah, especially moms that have autistic children.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, though. I can imagine, like, on Facebook and having, you know, not coming out and telling the world that you use cannabis, but not only for yourself, but for your son. Yeah. I think that's intriguing and fascinating.
I mean,
why we're asking you so many questions about it, because I'm genuinely interested on like, how do you do that? Like, I have an idea of like what I would do, you know, but it's like, how does it day to day wise? But
that's interesting.
That is really cool.
It definitely triggers my anxiety, but I'm breaking the stigma within myself too.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah.
I mean, we kind of grew up in every day. Cannabis was a drug.
Yeah.
And so now I'm kind of like, okay, like we have to be able to speak out and say, hey, it's not, or we're not going to get anywhere in this industry, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even with your son, I feel like that's really, it's really awesome that you're doing that, because it's, you're setting the standard. Like, this is okay. Like, my son's going to hopefully one day live a functioning life because of cannabis, because it got him there, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really neat. So Tara, if someone is interested in making their kid a patient, like what does that process look like for someone listening who doesn't know that?
I'm so glad you asked me that. I actually listened to Paula on here.
I love Paula.
She's amazing. And she plugged Okana Moms. And so Okana Moms are actually closer to me than Paula was. So I reached out to them and they helped me get his card for free and everything. They did the whole process.
That's awesome.
I believe it was Hawkeye. But yeah, Paula's helped me throughout the way too, helping me figure out what to get him and any questions I've ever
had. She's so awesome. Shout out to Paula.
I haven't even met her in real life. And I'm like, awesome. I cannot wait to meet you.
She'll be at the sesh.
She's so cool.
That's right. And the autism, the walk for cannabis, I think is that day. Okay. And she'll be there too. I was like, I'll see her.
She's a hustler
beautiful
too.
Soul. She's so awesome. Like you said, women are crazy and they will do whatever
Paula.
She's like, heck yeah. I'm like, I'm with you.
Yeah.
When you have to fight for your kid, it just brings out something
100%.
So much more
100%. And it's cool that you're doing it with cannabis and breaking all these stigmas, and you have such a supportive community behind you, because I feel like that's so important, you know, especially with you not getting any like hate or anything. I think that's so beautiful that people are like, hey, this is really helping her son, so what could it do for our kid, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you.
This industry like shows so much love.
We say that all the time, but it's so true.
But like hearing you say that, you know, it's like so many people have your back and trying to guide you to show you like what to do next, possibly if you have no idea. You're like, you're not alone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I've done. I've just reached out to people that have really good credentials and just pick their brain. And then I just kind of figure out what's my circumstance and like what would work best for Henry. And then I just kind of apply it and then I just see what happens.
I love that. Yeah. Do you add on during the day as like the day goes on, or is it just like you kind of start him in the morning and then he just does his thing throughout the day?
So when he's with me on the weekends, absolutely. He uses it every single moment of the day. But whenever he is at school, that's where we're kind of figuring it out.
Yeah. That's the hard part.
Yeah. I'm trying to look into the laws and stuff starting this new school year, if he can actually
consume at school
in something. But I want to say it's no, but we're seeing.
It's hard to wrap your mind around, because it's like, that is his medicine. And that is, you know, what gets him through the day. Like Adderall might people have their kids on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's what they do for their medicine. Like it should be.
Have you tried Genius for him from 1906? Yes. Did it work?
Yes.
I love that.
Nice.
Yep, that's cool. Chill's good. Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool.
I'm glad you asked that.
Randomly thought of it, because I was like, I wonder, because I have patients who do have like autistic kids and they'll come in and sometimes ask questions. So it's good to know that's, you know, you can guide people. Wow. I love that. That's so neat.
And shout out to 1906.
I know. Seriously.
Low dose little drops.
Yeah. Have you tried any other ones other than the Genius and like the Love or anything for him?
I literally just took the Genius for myself right before we started. I take it anytime I need to like concentrate. Yeah. But for my son, what have I tried? I've tried the Chill. I've done different combinations. I think I was doing the Chill and the Bliss for a while.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
but the only thing is with autistic kids, sometimes they won't swallow.
Yes.
And
you can't
crush those. Yes. Up. So I just want to say that, because I read the back of it and I was like, I'm so glad I didn't. But you don't want to crush it up. So that was another struggle. Okay. But just telling them they're colored and, you know, real quick, their drops, they're great.
Yeah. I know that they're hopefully supposed to have peanut butter cups for the Bliss in Colorado, But I hopefully ooh, they'll come out in Oklahoma, but that would be a game changer for your son and you, honestly.
To be like, here is a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, you deserve this.
He eats, you know, he'll eat any of the gummies, especially like the Sublime chocolate. Like I can just break something off of those and he'll eat them. So he'd say, that's that would nice. Be a game changer for us.
Yeah. Wow.
Cool. Take notes.
So Tara, is there anything else you'd like to say before we hop off today?
Oh man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me share my story. I just linked up with Green Social too, along with Sublime. They're a media group. So that's really exciting.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. I love that.
Get more into the social media aspect of it.
What do they do?
They do videography, everything. Very cool. Yeah. They do social media, all different types. There were two guys and they've been in the sports industry for like 20 years.
Wow.
And decided to come into cannabis.
Love
and it's
that.
Really cool.
That's like a good little like collab of like being in the sports industry for 20 years and then cannabis industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just met him not too long ago and it was really cool. And it'll be good with me with Sublime and going out there and going to events and being able to rep Sublime and be like, you know, kind of an ambassador.
That's dope. Yeah. I love that. I love to hear it.
We love that you're working with them. We love Sublime. So.
Those caramel chews, they hit. Mm-hmm.
They sure do.
So you guys can find Tara on Instagram at HiIsTara with 2 R's in it. So make sure you guys give her a follow and check out all the fun stuff that she's up to in the Oklahoma cannabis industry.
Thank you guys listening to... Wow, I can't even end this. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. Stay tuned for next week. And as always, Bran,
stay medicated.